Hello, this is Curtis.
Hey, Curtis, it's Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful, thanks.
Terry's actually calling in right now, I think.
Okay,
yeah.
No worries, we're patient here. So you getting ready for the weekend? Yeah, things are going good. I had a business trip to New York. Got in on Monday at 1 and met on Tuesday and got out Wednesday morning.
Good.
And then back to the West Coast. So this is the day where I'll be fully recovered from my jet lag.
Yeah.
So
well, it's
all
coming home usually.
Yeah. I mean, it's like nowadays, man, it's like, it's almost 6 hours just to get back.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That sounds like Terry just joined us.
I am. You guys can get started. I'm out of my house, Curtis, and the dog groomer just came to show up and give my dog a bath.
Just
I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, we know life kind of gets in the way of a few things, you know, and you got to let it happen.
Yep. Things are going well, though, so.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
What's your temperature out there?
Well, you know, it's going to be 82-ish to 86 with no humidity. No humidity,
okay,
just one. Oh, no worries. Well, Terry, relax for a moment. The first part of the call is to, just play a little catch up. Tell me how things are going. Any challenges that you are experiencing, and any client reactions that you're having. So. Whoever would like to go first to chime in, you know, please feel free to do so.
Jeremy.
I think things have been going well.
Okay.
I would say we're well on our way to letting, you know, our goal on the clients, letting them know, and they're taking it very well. Terry actually just met with someone today, I think.
Okay.
Yeah,
kind of let them know about it.
Yeah, tell me a little of the reactions of some of the clients.
Go, tell them about today, Terry, because that one I think is probably our best one so far.
What, today?
Yeah.
I have a, Curtis, you're familiar with New Jersey. I was in Morristown.
Oh, yeah, very familiar.
I've got a client who's retired from Bristol Myers.
And, oh, okay. Well, that's right in the Princeton area.
Yeah. So he retired from Bristol Myers about 4 years ago. But what he's doing, he was, you know, an adjunct professor at Rutgers, but now he's got involved as a consultant with a contract manufacturer over in China. He's a Chinese national.
Okay.
And so because his wife passed years ago, he's been going over, while he's over in China, he is reconnecting with his old friends in Hong Kong, of which have a lot of money. So we talked about World War II, and we're talking about multi-generational planning because his children are in their early 30s. They're Columbia grads, and they're all very smart. And so it really kind of opens up the whole thing in terms of, you know, I'm 68 years old. I'm not going to be around that much longer. So it's great that you're bringing this up. And I have folks in Hong Kong that might be interested in talking to you because they're looking to get money out and investing it in the U.S. So, it's kind of funny when you say we put you in the first class section of the airplane just because we've identified a select group of clients that we want to really, we want to get much deeper involved in planning with communication. Here's the other thing. In fact, just with, you know, Jeremy, and Jeremy knows this, I rarely have a meeting that lasts less than an hour and a half.
Yeah.
By doing the communication, that all of a sudden gets so much shorter and crisper and on point, instead of, you know, because we just, I just finished reading up the homework, and it just becomes much more efficient in so many ways.
Okay. That's a good learning moment, because what you're doing is you want to get the agendas to the client in advance of your meeting so that they know the topics you want to address. You want them thinking, you know, you start your meeting off, before I get into my agenda, let's talk about anything that might be on your mind.
Right.
And then that's part of the delivery. And then you're talking about, look, you know, with a select few clients, we're onboarding them to more of a concierge service. And this is what that means, 1242, intergenerational planning, rapid response problems, so on and so forth. So you are now, you're taking them through the script. So after your meeting is your executive summary, where this is what we talked about, this is what we agreed to, these are some of the things you said you were going to do, these are the next steps. So that executive summary goes out. Did I send you, somebody asked me just to write them, you know, kind of a brief email of what an executive summary might look like, and I whipped one out. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to make a note. You know, if it's helpful to you, I'll just send it to you.
Yeah,
please. You know, you don't have to copy me word for word, but you can. But it starts off, you know, with the beginning, and then there's the middle, and then there's the end, you know, with the bullets of discussion. So,
okay.
You know, I'm gonna make a note right now to send the executive summary, because now what you're doing when you have that next monthly call, you've already set forth the agenda of the things that you want to talk about, because what we're doing is we're freeing up time. When they get the concierge service, they're going to feel special and hopefully bring more assets to you. And when we get into client acquisition, it's going to set them up for referring additional people to you. Okay, so I will send the executive summary. Okay. Now, and that's good. That's a real good story. That's kind of how it's supposed to work on your behalf. Okay. Anything else by way of updates? Anything that you're struggling with?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I just think that, no, because we're still notifying the clients that we're including in the plan.
Right.
So we're just getting, no, I think we're getting a little bit more comfortable in communicating that to people. So, no, I think we're moving along, Curtis. We're
good.
Okay.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Okay. Well, let's move into some of the topics of discussion for today. Today, we want to talk about this folder system. And toward the end of the manual, there's kind of a list of what goes in each folder, whether we're talking about the client's folder, your folder, your COIs, your prospects, everybody that goes on that schedule for a call gets a folder so nothing ever falls through the cracks. And so when you go out on the meeting, you know, with that client from Bristol Myers, you just grab your folder. It's got a recap of all your conversations, things that you talked about, so that you can very quickly refresh your memory on that client. So you want to have your team information in there and a team brochure. Okay? Now, there's a couple of things you can do depending upon the compliance posture of your firm. Is you should have a photo of your team, and then embed that into, you know, the document that talks about your value proposition and the kinds of things that you do as a team that would meet the niche markets that you're going after. Okay? So we need to get that as part of the folder that goes to the client. You know, that's the first thing they open up and look at. And one of the reasons you want to do that is just to remind them of some of the activities and strategies that you employ as a team. And the other is if they share that with a friend, colleague, or associate, you want them to see your profile. So then there's a notes section where they can make notes, okay? Then there's the meeting agendas, where, you know, it's just like, you know, last items, new items, you know, so on and so forth. Okay, and the meeting agendas keep you on point, keeps the client on point. Okay, investment ideas, portfolio changes. Okay, section for that. A section for referrals. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And when you have a section on referrals, it's just a subtle reminder that, you know, you're open for business and that there's a certain and specific targeted client that you like to work with. Okay? Then the mini me folder is very thin. You're building your ideal day. And you've got the inverted pyramid. This time, you know, in some of the larger teams, you know, usually the FAs want to control the calendar. In the inverted pyramid, the, you know, whatever role Jeremy decides to label himself as, you know, it can be just, you know, the associate, the business manager, whatever delegated role that you all decide on. I think in principle we kind of know what, how this is evolving, but the pyramid is now reversed, where he's controlling the calendar, what prospects get entered into the calendar, who gets called and when. So Jeremy is now in charge of that part of the practice and the calendar, and everything is scheduled well in advance. And we're notifying all of the clients of their upcoming appointments. Now, typically 3 days prior to the scheduled appointment, a notification is going out that it might be via email, it might be via personal call, that, you know, we're going to be meeting on Tuesday at, you know, 10 10:30 a.m. And so they're getting it. Now, I'll tell you, my doctor sends me one, and it's a text message that comes in, which is just a, and it came in 3 days prior to my meeting. And I have, quite frankly, almost kind of forgot about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a convenient piece.
Mm-hmm.
So all your clients are notified of their appointments, and it eliminates the phone tag. Because remember, we're talking about time management here, and if you need to make a call to the client, they're not there. They call you back, you're out on an appointment, you get back. I mean, this goes on, as you know, quite a bit. So what we're trying to do is cut all that out, smooth out the practice, and eliminate the phone tag, free up your time. Okay. Any questions on that aspect so far?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm good.
Now let's. Okay, good. So now let's talk about the pipeline. We're organizing prospects. You know, so your calls might be half with the clients, half with prospects, but that can vary. So there's a maximum number of prospects in your pipeline is 90. And you plug in as many as are needed in order to reach the goals. And I think last time we talked about, you know, we're trying to get to 3 new households per month. If they're averaging 1 million, we're trying to add, you know, 30 to 35 million in new assets to the practice. So, how many prospects do we need to talk to in order to get there? And we've got a concept called the 90-day free look that will, and a referral model. So don't overly worry about yourself about that. Just worry about building the pipeline. So let me ask you this question. If you talk to a new prospect, okay, what's your close ratio when that prospect has been referred to you?
When the prospect is referred to us by someone else, our close ratio?
That's right. By a client, a COI, or somebody, what is the chances that you are going to close that prospect as a new client?
They're pretty, you know, I would say above 80%, but, you know, we need to get more referrals. So,
right.
You know,
we're going to work on that.
Yeah.
No worries.
Well, because the referrals that we do get, Curtis, are of quality referrals by, you know, good clients.
Okay.
So
yeah, that's what we generally expect. People tell me, well, it's over 90%. When, you know, when I'm referred to somebody, the chances of us closing them as a client is quite high.
Mm-hmm.
So keep in mind that's where we're headed. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
So we're looking at your absolute minimums, your target, you're building a folder, you got the mini-me folder, you treat them as if they are a client already. So every prospect that comes on board is going to get a 90-day free look. We talk about this in client acquisition. So they come on board, want you to see how we work. I'm going to put you on the monthly call. Now, they may close in 1 week, they may close in 2 weeks, but you're going to give them 90 days to become a legitimate client. And if they're not, they get tossed out. Okay, so you're going to have a folder which is going to have a record of your communications, the things that you send. They're going to get the call reminder. They're going to get, treated as if they were a client. Okay? They get placed in the scheduler, and you're going to give them the experience. Okay. So that's prospects.
Mm-hmm.
Now, any questions on the prospects and how they get treated?
How do we get to 90 if there's just two of us?
Okay. So, so we're jumping ahead a little bit, but I'll make it brief. Once we get to talking about the enthusiastically endorsed model, if you get three names from 30 households, you're already up to 90 prospects.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
So one of the things that we're going to teach you is how to coach you on is how to refine that. Because remember, in Supernova, there's really no seminars, there's no cold calling. And so executing on the referral model becomes really, really critical.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So don't even worry about the number of prospects in the pipeline because
we'll
be able to get those. Okay.
But I'm really looking forward to, in these conversations we have with clients, the enthusiastically endorsed model is really it's so well thought out. I really like that concept because I'm reading, the Supernova Multiplier, and so I do the homework and reading it in the book. The more I think about it, that just opens up so much by asking that question.
Right. And the thing is, everything that you are now being coached on, I want you to take that, which gets into the next subject matter, and I want you to coach centers of influence. I'm coaching an FA now who says, geez, I got this estate planning attorney, and we've given him 14 referrals, and he hasn't given us any. And so we started talking and kind of going through it, and the estate planning attorney struggles with, once he's got the client there, how to really ask for the order, let's get started, it's time for the next steps, this is the information I'm going to need. He's not assuming consent and going with the close, whereas the client is thinking, hey, we're locked and loaded, we're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, I says, that should tell you something, that you need to help train your center of influence on Supernova, how it works, our system, the referral methodology, and so that you can get him engaged. He doesn't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're funny. We're like advisors, sales guys, part-time psychologists, but people don't know that part of the business like you know it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be training CPAs that are centers of influence, your attorneys who might be centers of influence, the guy that's running the local chamber who might be a center of influence,
mm-hmm.
on your expectations for clients, how you work with clients, how they work with clients, and if they're disorganized, you're going to teach them about the folder system and how to organize themselves. They're going to love you for that because their practice is going to continue to grow and explode. So that brings us to the centers of influence. These are people that like you, they trust you, they send you business without you asking. They could be professionals because of their standing or profession. You meet with them monthly. There's an agenda that's in their best interest. And they need to understand what you require from them. Okay. So, let me tell you, when you start coming in and saying, look, I got, you know, $150 million in assets under management and my clients need, you know, can use your expertise, let's talk. They meet your team, you meet their team, you see how they work, you get a great working relationship. Okay. Any questions? So the center of influence is also going to get a folder. And you're going to capture things that you send to them, and you're going to treat them with a monthly call and a schedule as well. They're going to get an executive summary. This is what we talked about. This is what we agreed to. These are the next steps. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now we move to this enthusiastically endorsed model. You know, so you're now asking your client, do you have a CPA that you are working with? Can you enthusiastically endorse that CPA? If the answer is no, that's an opening for you to recommend someone who is enthusiastically endorsed.
Mm-hmm.
So that you now are getting more and more control of the relationship. So you're going to say, look, I'd like to see you really build a longer-term relationship. And they may say, yeah, the only time I really see or hear a peep out of my CPA is when it's time to do my taxes. You know, he's not calling me mid-year, giving me an update, telling me about things I need to be thinking about, you know, prior to, you know, year-end. He's not talking to me about my portfolio and tax minimization strategies. Then you're going to say, I've got the perfect person for that. Okay. So, it's a five-step process. You meet and you suggest a relationship. Number two, you invite them to meet your team. Three, you visit their business. You meet with their support staff. They meet with yours. You meet with partners. Number four, you teach them the enthusiastic endorsed model. You know, can you enthusiastically endorse your advisor?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you've done is you've developed this concierge practice, so, you know, once that gets rolling, people are going to be able to enthusiastically endorse you. So have a meeting with the folders. You can have joint meetings. You can have client recognition meetings. But you meet with them monthly because we want introductions. And by the way, introductions don't work this way. Here's a business card. Go call this guy. No, they're personal introductions in person where that CPA is either bringing that client to his office and you show up and he's making the handoff, or it's a meeting over breakfast or lunch. Okay? So it's in mm-hmm. person. Sometimes, as an exception, it might be on the phone. But the personal face-to-face is the way to go.
Okay.
So just imagine if you were getting 5 personal introductions a week. I mean, that's like 60 a month.
Yeah, I think, yeah, uh-huh.
the thing about it is, and the reason that you're not doing it now, you haven't been organized to be able to do that.
Right.
So that's why we're going through all this organization and why all these little things are so meaningful to, you know, to set you apart in terms of the concierge service. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever stayed at a Ritz-Carlton? Or
yes.
Four Seasons? You know, they're using words like, it's my pleasure to help you. How may we be of assistance? I mean, it's just like, makes me feel good. I don't feel like, you know, like I'm a pain in the ass for asking.
Right.
You know? It's like they're welcoming me. You know, if I need extra towels, they get them to me, and it's not in a half an hour. You know, it's like right away, sir. I mean, you know, that's... So you're building this concierge service, this rapid response.
Yep.
Okay. So you're having your joint meetings. They've got the folder... you've got a folder on them. So that's those are the significant takeaways that I want you to have from this particular session. Let me just check and make sure I haven't left anything out, but I'd like to entertain, you know, any additional questions. So, you know, we talked about the five steps on building your relationships, what you do on the first meeting, the second meeting, the third, the fourth, and the fifth. Let's see. Questions about anything we've covered?
No.
No, okay. I'm good, Curtis.
Well, you guys are too easy for me. You guys are so coachable. It's incredible.
Well, here's it. We're going to, you know, because we don't have a call next week because it's, you know, the day before the 4th, you know, we've got to, you know, we're going to be ordering the folders. We're going to start to, you know, get a little bit more comfortable with the folders. I know that we have to do that. And it's just, now, the thing is, the idea is to start to put people on the schedule. See, we've got to get Cindy. We need a half hour with Cindy. And that's, she, you know, kind of put the ball in our court and said, you know, I'm free. But we had a major presentation to a senior living center on Thursday that took up a lot of our time this week. So I'd like to back with Cindy and have us part of that scheduler tutorial that she does. We've got to get that done too.
Yeah.
So we're getting,
yeah, so you
know, you
got your hands full.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, I think that we'll probably start to have a lot more questions once we start to actually get live with scheduling, and I am more than happy to put Jeremy in charge of, you know, in what we call the inverted pyramid. I'm all good with that because it just makes things a lot easier. I mean, Jeremy, correct me if I'm wrong, but...
No, I'm comfortable with that, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, so what you've got to do now is create your personalized content for the folder system, you know, review the inverted pyramid concept with Jeremy, start to segment, you know, maybe the next 20% of your clients,
okay,
you know, where you're introducing Supernova.
Yep.
And then, based on the numbers, determine the number of prospects that you're going to need to meet your goals and targets. And my guess, it's going to be, it's definitely going to be south of 90. You're not going to need that many prospects in your pipeline.
Oh, but I can see how you can, you know, that pipeline starts to fill up once you start to, you know, get, you know, talking with centers of influence and, Yeah, I can see how that would happen.
Yeah, I think that's going to be, once we really start working that during the client acquisition phase, that's going to be the least of your issues. It's just being organized so that you have a follow-up system so that you're keeping track that nothing falls through the cracks. So that's why we're doing all this organization up front.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Understood.
Well, guys, I think that's really it for today's call.
Okay.
You know, I'd like you to digest this, enjoy your weekend, and, you know, make that call appointment with Cindy, and I look forward to our next call.
Thank you, Curtis. Enjoy your 4th of July holiday, and
thank you.
We'll be ready to go once you get past the holiday.
All right. Okay. You take care then. Take care, Jeremy. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Have a nice day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, you there, Terry?